make a loving search for the most important Krishna and Radha, Radha and Krishna. We are here for Chaitanya Charitamrita, that when Lord Chaitanya was in Jagannath Puri, he would go into a garden, the Jagannath Balam garden, which reminded him of Vrindavan. And there, as Swaru Damodara sang a very nice song about the spring breeze where Radha and Krishna like to meet, there Lord Chaitanya started to move with the song and run through the garden until he finally saw Krishna under one tree. I believe it was an Ashok tree. So when Lord Chaitanya left Jagannath Puri and he was on his way to Vrindavan, his ecstasy increased, I think 10 times. When he came to Mathura, his ecstasy increased 100 times because he came closer to Krishna, the object of his search. And when he finally entered into the forests of Vrindavan, it was in the Madhuban, that forest. Then, my dear devotees, his ecstasy increased 1,000 times. Why this increasement of ecstasy? Because he was searching. And when someone who searches for that thing which is most dear to him, but which is lost, and he or she comes closer, then the emotional feelings become increased. You can see when your emotions are becoming cold and you become more interested in material things and you cannot concentrate on your sadhana, your spiritual emotions have become cold, and finally they freeze. But when you come closer to the object of your search, you are naturally, emotionally more, you are not cold, you are enthusiastic. You are, as Prabhupada says, not morose, but you are very, very joyful. So, searching, coming to Vrindavan means search for Krishna, my dear devotees. Search for him in the temples, go to the darshans. Search for him in the katas that you, which you hear, where you can find some new point of Krishna that makes you very enthusiastic. Search for Krishna in your association. I searched for Krishna and found something beautiful which I would like to share. Can I share?
Yes!
I visited one of my friends and I saw on his altar a white stone, and I had never seen such a thing. I asked, Giriraj? He shook his head, no. Shyam Rani Giriraj, you know, Radha Rani Giriraj, golden. No. Vashana Shila. No. Well, I said, I don't know any other Shilas. You please tell me. And he said, this is from a rock in the border of Vrindavan. 4 days before Krishna went on the chariot of Akrura to go to Mathura, Sri Damsaka, his very good friend, had asked him just a one sentence question which made Krishna cry, will you leave us? Maybe you have not, I came too close to the mic, but will you leave us? Why did Sri Ram ask Krishna such a question? Was there something before? Yes, there was something before. Krishna had met the gopis at Dangati, you know, the place in God, and had demanded tax. He wanted yogurt and milk products as tax, and the Gopi said, but there was never a tax man, and never a tax station here. What gives you the right to ask tax? And then Krishna had taken his stick and poked a hole in one of the clay pots and taken yogurt by force. And then the gopis became very strong with him. He said, is this how you show your strength? You come out in Govardhan where there is no one to check you, Shyam, and then you attack us weak girls. Is this how one shows strength? If you really have any strength, go to Mathura and wrestle there with the wrestlers of Kamsa. Ooh. So Krishna had become very, very silent at that time. And he had swallowed. And he said, yes, I soon will go to Mathura and I will wrestle with the wrestlers of Kamsa, and I will dispose of Kamsa, and I will never return back to Braj. Shyamasundara said, the gopis never tell such a cruel thing again, not even a sentence like this. Shyamasundara, you can have all our yogurt for free, all our milk products for free, everything immediately. Never tell such a cruel sentence again. I will go to Mathura and never return. So somehow, this news of this conversation had come to the ear of Sridhar, and he asked, will you leave us, Shyam? And Krishna knew in 4 days he would go with Akrura to Mathura. But then he said, Sridhar, oh listen, on the strength that I am the son of Nanda Maharaj, and Nanda Baba is my father. And on the strength that I am taking care of the 900,000 cows of Nanda Maharaj, I solemnly declare, I will never leave Braj, I will never leave the Brajvasis, and I will never leave those who sincerely search for me. This Krishna is sworn, and how can he break his promise when he has sworn on the name of Nanda Baba and his cows? Not possible. He may sometimes say one thing and do another thing, as the Leela requires, but when he gives such a promise, that's a promise. So in this way, Krishna always stayed in Vrindavan, my dear devotees. Yes, one form left to perform his pastimes of protecting the sadhus and putting Dharma in the right place, but his Bhava Rupa, the form of emotion, the spiritual form of love, that returned to Vrindavan and always stayed in Vrindavan. So this I would like to give as a suggestion, something that you take with you as you go home or as you go to the MBT building and eat 3 pizzas at once, whatever you do, take this thought with you. Vrindavan is for what? Searching. Whom? Krishna, Radha Krishna. Yes, this please search. The more you search, Krishna will respond accordingly. So thank you very much. One small thing, I have a very important appointment to attend to. I cannot speak to any one of you, but tomorrow, if you are here after the lecture, I'm here.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai.